T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a Friday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz and sidekick Jeff Lutz along.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy to have you on a Friday. This is The Drive on KFH. Jeff Lutz, Bob Lutz with you. Got a big show planned, and we'll break it down for you here in just a minute. 869-1240, the phone number. We'd love to have you. Max Power back in the studio taking your calls. What do you have for us today, Bob?
Atrocious. Absolutely
that
awful.
That was so good.
Absolutely. That's just the worst thing I ever heard.
That was as smooth as silk.
If I could cut an ear off, I would.
Promo, Max.
As Jeff said, not very eloquently, 869-1240 is the way to get to us, although we have a packed show today and we're excited about it. Coming up momentarily in the next 10 minutes or so, we'll be joined by country music legend Clint Black, who will be appearing at the Kansas Star Casino on Friday, September 4th. We're looking forward to visiting with Clint Black at 4:30 or thereabouts. Derby football coach Brandon Clark will visit with Dr. Brent Rockley from Wesley ER at 5 or thereabouts. 5:25 today, another Derbyite, Terrell Benton, who played his college basketball at Wichita State, will join us. And at 5:40, we'll be visiting with a former Wichita State baseball standout, Mike Jones, a product of Wichita East, who played on the 1989 College World Series championship team. And you'll hear the championship game tonight after we leave the air, Wichita State and Texas, right here on KFH. What about Mike Jones?
I know you don't get that Mike Jones who reference.
No, don't get it at all.
But you can look it up later. What does it mean? It's appropriate. It's just a rap thing. It's just a Mike Jones who, and he puts out his phone number. You can look it up later.
Nobody gets it.
Everybody
cares.
Everybody gets it.
No, not one person
gets
it.
No, everybody gets it.
A rap from who?
Mike Jones. Look it up.
It doesn't make any sense.
It does. You say Mike Jones and the next word. If it's not who, then you're not cool.
That's so outdated. So not today. I mean, really.
It's one of those
doesn't work.
Withstands the test.
Did you see Oklahoma State's got a year of probation after recruiting the number one player, high school player in the country? They will be ineligible for postseason play next season per the NCAA for their violations.
I did miss that today.
And their violations aren't as serious as the ones that are facing the University of Kansas. So that will be obviously an interesting story to follow. Kansas has appealed beyond the NCAA group that levied the suspension toward Oklahoma State, so we'll see. And Michael Jordan has announced he and his brand will be donating $100 million to organizations that promote unity.
Over the next 10 years. Not that that need, you mean $100 million.
That's $100 million.
Right, it's $100 million. So good work.
I know he's worth a lot of money, but $100 million is $100 million.
Absolutely. He's worth a ton,
and that Michael Jordan is getting involved on this level has huge repercussions. Huge. It's a huge thing for this movement, and kudos to Michael Jordan, who's mostly sat on the sidelines during most of the social unrest that has frequented America throughout his lifetime, not sitting on the sidelines for this one.
Yeah, that was one of the criticisms that has been longstanding against Michael Jordan, but especially came back to the surface with his documentary and his just a donation to a candidate instead of using his voice. So this is pretty big.
Do you follow my guy Jack Flaherty on Twitter?
No.
Do it. Unbelievably good. 23 years old. Sharp as he's all over this. Not shying away from any of it. Just tremendous. Couldn't be more proud of St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Jack Flaherty, who seems to really get it. First of all, he gets what's going on in America and has strong opinions about it. Secondly, he's flabbergasted that we can't get baseball back on the field.
Well, we all are. It's pretty ridiculous, regardless of who's
How dumb are these baseball owners and union and what's wrong with them?
I don't know. Just play the game. I get that it's a health risk and there's danger potentially, and that shouldn't be discounted by any stretch.
Well, it's not. I'm not discounting.
Figure it out.
But don't talk like you want to play. If there was just hundreds of players saying, "Oh, I don't want to do this. It's too much of a risk," then I'm all for that's fine. But that's not the case.
I know.
There are not many players who are citing health as a reason not to play. There are some, but there's not a lot.
Right.
So if it's not health and it's money, that's wrong. That's the wrong message.
I know. I hope they
figure
it out.
And it's the owners that I'm against mostly.
Well, as you should be. They're the ones driving the lack of money and cutting minor league players and furloughing employees. It's all bad.
What do you got going for the weekend? I'm just curious. Nothing. You got anything exciting? Anything you're
going to? No, my excitement comes from relaxation.
Anything you're going to do to drive the new vehicle on a little road trip? Anything like that?
I hope not. I don't want to go on any road trips.
We're going over to Hutchinson tomorrow.
What for?
See my brother-in-law, who's done extensive work on my family lineage.
So you're going to go catch up on some of that?
Oh, well, I mean, I appreciate it. My goodness, the guy's gone to Phil Cook is his name. He's gone to unbelievable lengths to get me some knowledge of what my family looks like.
Yeah, well, that's a
you want idea. You want a small example?
Sure, hit me.
Well, I got to find it, so hold on. He's given me all kinds of stuff about my great-grandfather, my grandfather. My great-grandfather was born in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania in 1817, was a farmer. My second great-grandpa was born January 15th, 1796 in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
My third great-grandfather.
1796?
George.
Okay, I just want to put that in perspective for people. Aaron's great-grandparents are essentially all still alive. There's several of them that are. Yours were born 222 years ago.
Another
that doesn't make any sense.
Another relative, great-grandfather, apparently. I got to get more information. George Lutz II was born at sea on June 7th, 1768, while the family was traveling from Switzerland to America. His nickname was Ocean Baby.
I didn't hear any of that. My mind is blown by just how far back. Everybody had kids at age 91, it sounds like.
My fourth great-grandpa, Johannes George Lutz, born 1737 in Germany or Switzerland.
Your great-grandpa.
My fourth, my great-great-great-great-grandpa.
Oh, I thought you meant your...
No,
okay.
Okay. We're going down the line, man.
Okay. That makes me feel a little bit better.
Unbelievable. So you see what I mean? That's incredible.
I get it. I know.
You should be thankful.
For what?
That he's done this research.
Well,
this is your family too.
I know.
Although you are, according to the great Janus Lutz or whatever his name was, you are the black sheep of this family.
Why?
I don't know. You just don't quite fit in. I can't see you being born on a ship while coming over from Switzerland.
I can't really see that from you either.
Well, I had that. I could have done that very easily.
Yeah, it would have been all you. Skill. Being born is a skill.
Why not?
I guess. If you need that to feel better about yourself, go
for
it.
Did you watch? What were the ratings last night for the college
baseball?
I
didn't watch, and I don't know.
I'd like to know. Look that up.
I'll try.
We had a bet. I hung with it for about two innings. And you know what threw me off and what I'm scared is going to throw me off for all of sports?
What's that?
No fans.
Well, yeah.
I'm worried that that's really going to detract so much from the product and the atmosphere and the experience. I'm worried that it's going to make me
When you care about the outcome.
I don't know. I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Yeah, so do I. Well, I'm looking here.
But my concern is I'm not going to be able to get past that for anything.
No, you will. When the Cardinals are playing
in an empty Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
With no noise.
It may not be Busch Stadium. It may be somewhere. It may be a spring training complex.
Doesn't sound like that's the way baseball's headed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sounds like they're doing the three-division thing. For both leagues, regionally, but playing in the home ballparks.
And that could be. Again, still looking
to cut down on travel. Get back to us when you found it. I can fill time. I've got this covered. But what I'll need you to do is get me some answers.
I'm trying.
What do you think about talking to Clint Black?
I'm excited about talking to Clint Black. I listened to a great portion of his album, probably 9 of his 11 songs.
Well, good for you.
I think it was really good. It's an upbeat, positive album, and he sends some good messages.
He sounds good.
He does sound good.
Do you remember him being in the movie Maverick?
No, because I did not like that movie.
Oh, my gosh. We saw that together in Denver, Colorado.
I know.
Before an Eagles concert. I was so happy. I love that movie.
Yeah,
who was in it?
James Garner and Mel Gibson.
And Jodie Foster.
Yeah, it doesn't look like college baseball, 145th last night in the 100 top 50 shows, so I don't think it got to 2 million viewers. But no,
that upsets me. I thought it might do a little better. But then again, I couldn't hang with it. So
no, it's unfamiliar players. It's the same reason why outside of the time slot, people aren't watching Korea baseball either. Speaking of Korean, I went to the Korean restaurant Gangnam today for lunch with some of my people. Outstanding.
Co-workers?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Over on Washington and like 3rd or 2nd.
What'd you have?
Well, we had
fried rice. And
we did have fried rice, but they brought out some meat. Here's the one way I stepped out of my comfort zone. Fried dumplings.
That's stepping out of your comfort
they
zone?
They were so good. I would have never gotten fried dumplings.
Have you never had dumplings?
Oh, yeah. I had them at Black Eyed Pea once. You made me order chicken and dumplings, and it was the worst thing I've ever had, and I've never uttered the word dumpling since.
I made you have.
You made me order it. You didn't let me order anything else.
When was this?
Oh, a long time ago. At least 25 years.
Well, that would have made you 12?
It was probably before that.
Where was this?
Black Eyed Pea, over by where it's like Central and Rock.
Then we don't have that anymore.
Right, but that's where it was.
Why did I make you order that?
I have no idea.
Did I think it was, you got to have this,
yeah,
it's so
I guess,
good?
And you just made me order it, and I hated it.
How can anyone hate chicken and dumplings?
Because the dumplings. Chicken, great. Dumplings, not so great.
I don't get it.
Trust me, neither do I.
That's crazy. Anyway, I don't know. What else did you have?
Well, they
fried
ordered
rice and fried dumplings?
No, they ordered. My coworker Jane had spent time in Korea extensively. So she said we should get this, and it's just they bring out some meats, and you fry them basically at your table. It's not quite hibachi because someone else isn't doing it, And it's not like with the knives and stuff.
But you enjoyed it overall.
It was great.
And what kind of meat was it?
We had pork and brisket and
so basically you had
beef.
But you had nothing that
right,
really.
But nobody really did. Now, of course, I didn't try the sauces or the sprouts or the radishes or the cucumbers or the kimchi. I didn't do any of that. But the rice was the best rice I've ever had. And the food was great.
And where again is this restaurant?
Over on Washington on like 2nd.
Well, I have to go by there. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've seen it a lot.
Over there by the barbecue place.
Well, sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
All right. We are awaiting Clint Black.
Well, let's come on.
Things don't always go the way you'd hoped in the business of radio.
No.
But listen, if he calls, he calls.
Well, I'd love to talk to Clint.
Oh, here he is. We have Mr. Clint Black. Hello, Clint.
Kick it off, Wichita. Hey.
We're happy to have you. We're very happy to have you on the show. You're coming, of course, to our city, well, to our area, the Kansas Star Arena, coming up on Friday, September 4th. Love your new record, first of all, but what's it like not getting to do a whole lot for a guy who's a musician and you're used to being out there and amongst your fans?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. And by the way, we're determined to come there in September. So we're doing everything we can to get back out on the road. It's really been weird to be home so much, you know. I've stayed busy, made a video and doing these live Facebook things and all of that stuff. So, but I'm finding, I don't know how to describe it. I'm for a while I was like, this is pretty normal for me because I'll be out all over the country in my bus and then I'll come home. And, you know, if you look at my car, it's about, my car is 7 years old and it has, you know, 8,000 miles on it. Cause I come home and I don't go anywhere and do anything. You know, I'm pretty much, come home and stay here until I head back to the bus and the girls talk me into going somewhere. I'll go to Home Depot. For a while, this was like, you know, well, it's not that different for me, really. I'm just home like I always am when I'm home. And then it dragged on and became weird even for me. So, I can get a little tender at times about it. But I think, you know, I really have to go to, you know, it's way beyond wanting to get out and play. It's so many people's lives, and I'm sure you guys know it. You know, you think about all the people involved in one artist show, just a single show, but all the shows and all the touring. And I'm at the point now where I'm starting to wonder how many of the people I work with are going to be meeting realtors soon, you know, to sell their homes. It's getting to that point where, you know, we're worried they're not going to let us get back out and play. And so is this the short answer? You want the short answer.
Yeah.
The short or long answer. It's all good.
You pick whatever answer you want to give, Clint.
I appreciate it. Well, it's such a great question, you know. There's so many issues bigger than you know, whether I'm, you know, getting bored at home, but it all is, you know, ends up being, you know, for the individual, how are we coping with, you know, these constraints and also the worry. You know, a friend of mine called me this morning. I was just getting up and he goes, "Hey, what are you doing?" I said, "Oh, just fighting the depression and anger." Sparked an hour-long conversation, you know, covering all of the topics and trying to reason out how we're supposed to feel. And I was telling my managers, I said, I really want to come out and be vocal about putting pressure on, you know, on our government to to let us get back out there and be careful, but get back to doing what we do. But it feels so selfish in the face of, you know, America is burning and all of that. So, you know, how do you do it? How do you talk about this? You know, it's impossible to speak to any of these one things with so much on our plate of worry.
Talking with country music superstar Clint Black, coming to Wichita in September. You're scheduled to anyway. I hope that happens. Let's do get into your new album. Listen to a lot of it today. What was the impetus for you getting back in the studio? And also the title of the album, Out of Sane. Does that mean you were insane at some point, I assume?
Well, it means at some point there's a possibility I might have been completely in my own brain. You know, the quick answer is that it starts out coming out of a brain that is completely sane. And by the end of the recording process, it's the opposite. And there's no more art. It's all science of mixing and getting each instrument in its right place. No sleep, because you're hearing this stuff over and over and over again. So after about 5 hours sleep, it's like the radio coming on, you know, and it's you guys, and I can't turn you off. Ah, you know, not that I want to, but it's like a song. It just won't stop playing in your head. We've all had that, right? Well, this is weeks, and it goes on and on and on to the point where it's kind of torturing the last bits of work out of you to finish the album. And as soon as the album is finished and I hand it to the management and, you know, they're getting ready to do all the stuff they do, as soon as it's done, I sleep a whole night. It's so weird.
Wow.
That when I thought, what am I going to name this album? There's not a single song title on here that really feels like it's the album. You know, I could have called it My Best Thinking after that song, and that would have sounded like, here's Bragger, you know, he's he's done his best thinking now. And, you know, so all this stuff goes through my head. So I looked through all of the lyrics and I ran across that one line, and what I knew then, the last song, I can't stop thinking and I rack my brain, one thought behind and a little in and out of sane. And I thought, out of sane. That's me. And I thought also it'll speak. And I wanted to do that cover with me in black and white and my American flag guitar in color. And I thought, you know, it'll really speak to, at any given time in our country's history, things can seem a little out of sane, right? So I thought, you know, it can mean a lot of things to a lot of people when they hear the album title. But where it all starts and where my brain is when an album is finished, two very different things.
Clint Black, our guest, he'll be at the Kansas Star Arena on Friday, September 4th. His 23rd album, Out of Sane, is available coming up June 19th. There is a single from that album that's been available for a while now called America, and then in parentheses, Still in Love with You. You put that out before the pandemic. You were attempting to address maybe some of the political turmoil. But since that song's come out, we've had a pandemic and now the civil unrest that's encompassing the country. These are interesting times. We all still love America, but boy, we've got some issues, don't we, Clint?
Yeah, and we always have. And when we wrote that song, I really wanted to try to make sure that it would ring true for anyone, no matter. I mean, I have lots of friends and you know, fans, everybody from a different point of view, and I wanted to make sure it rang true for everyone. And you can look back over the history of our country, and it's gotten a lot of things wrong, a lot of things right. It's still the best country on earth, and it's our country. And so, you know, the idea of being there for it, you know, even when it, you know, doesn't get things right, being there to guide it when it can't see the light, you know, those are all things that we owe our country. And so I thought, you know, if we can really speak to our love of this country while not being idealistic in a way that suggests that it's perfect, then maybe it'll ring true for everyone who hears it.
Yeah, I was going. I listened to the album today, and before I listened, one of the titles that caught my attention was "Everybody's Talking," and of course, I thought of the Harry Nilsson song. But then when the song starts, it's like, okay, well, this isn't that. But then it turned out to be that, just way more kind of upbeat. Yeah. I know it's not a huge departure from that kind of folky sound to country, but you put your own take on it. What was the inspiration for you doing that cover?
Well, I was actually toying around with the idea of doing a cover album a while back. And so my band and I started messing around with songs, and I was looking through my iTunes catalog and saw Harry's name in the artist column and clicked on it and went, yeah, Everybody's Talking. So, you know, we charted out the song, and then I told the band, I said, we can't do this like his record. We have to bring something new to it. And Hayden said, what if I just start strumming instead of finger picking the acoustic part, straightforward strumming? And then, you know, we talked about that groove being really in the pocket instead of bouncing along with the upbeat like Harry's record. And the next thing you know, we're in there getting ourselves excited and thinking we've done good. And in the end, the most fun thing about it is your reaction, you know, which is, oh, maybe it's that song. Oh, no, it's not that. Oh, it is that song. That's
exactly
exciting
how it
to me. Yeah, that's fun.
Talking with Clint Black. One of the things that struck me about your past is that you lived in Laurel Canyon for a while before you moved to Nashville in 2002, and you've been there ever since. But I'm curious about your experience in Laurel Canyon, because there's a documentary airing on Epix right now. Part one was last week, part two coming up this week, and it was such a hotbed for musicians, mostly in the folk, country rock, that kind of genre. Tell us about your experience in Laurel Canyon, which came obviously after all that, but I'm just curious to know.
Well, when I was there rooming with David Crosby and Neil Young, things were, no. You know, by the time Lisa had a home in Laurel Canyon, I had actually just bought a house in Nashville when we met, and then we were married 10 months after that. And so we had a home in each, and she had been in Laurel Canyon for a while. But all of that stuff in the documentary was over, you know, so... Right. I mean, there may have been some get-togethers with, you know, people jamming and partying all night, but they didn't call me, and I wasn't there a lot anyway. You know, I would finish some shows and run out there to see Lisa if she was shooting a movie or a television show or something, and so I didn't get around a lot, and I didn't know a lot of that that crowd, so. You know, the documentary, and I saw it, you know, it was a different look for me at Laurel Canyon. Some of that stuff I kind of knew. We would drive by and she would say, oh, that was so-and-so's house, and point out, you know, some landmarks to me.
So I'm going to take you back 27 years just because we're both big Eagles fans. You sang on the Common Thread album, you sang Desperado. I thought it was a great version. Did you have a relationship with Don Henley then? I know you've performed with him in the past few years or so, around Christmas time, I think it was. So tell me about just being a part and participating in that and singing Desperado.
Well, when I wrote Desperado for Don and Glenn...
You are out of sane.
Yeah. I met Don back before that album doing something for Walden Woods, and I just pitched in and sang in an event, and Don and I met, he sat in with us, and we became friends. We didn't, you know, see a lot of each other, but we stayed in touch over the years. And then after Desperado, I ran into him somewhere, and he came to a show I had in L.A., and he said, by the way, my mom liked your version of our song. And I said, oh, that's That's great. He said, yeah, she said, I heard Clint Black singing Desperado on the radio today, and he did a good job. So I was like, okay, you're hearing that from Don Henley. That's just as good as it gets. And then years later, we have mutual friends, and one of us was talking to him about he's a you know, big mover and shaker in Fort Worth. And I said, you know, what do you think about, you know, getting up some kind of a show for benefit for hurricane relief? And he said, well, I happen to be at a Lyle Lovett concert right now. And I said, well, ask Lyle after. He goes, I'll ask him. And he said, you know, what if we call Don? And so it was like, yeah, that's perfect. And everybody, we were all three on board. And from there, it was just a great night. I got to sit in and sing Desperado with Don. And then we did, it was around Christmas time. So we did Please Come Home for Christmas. And I got to do Joe Walsh's guitar solo, singing with Don. And then per Don Henley's request, our big finale number, Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Yeah. Very cool.
And I thought, Don, really? How did you pull that one out of your hat? And he's a Texan, so he came by it honestly.
Clint, we really appreciate you coming on our show, and congratulations on this new album. We hope you can get back out on the road very soon, as we hope for all musicians, because we know that's your lifeblood. That's what you love doing. You're scheduled to be at the Kansas Star Arena on Friday, September 4th. We hope that happens, and we really appreciate having you on the show. Thank you, Clint.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time, and let's all push for getting back to those shows. Everybody, stay safe and healthy out there. Thanks, guys.
You too.
Take care. That's Clint Black, country superstar.
I like Clint Black.
Well, why? How couldn't you?
Well, exactly.
There's nothing. I mean, there's everything to like.
That's my point.
The kid's been married to Lisa Hartman Black now for 29 years.
Proud of the youngster.
How about that? Lisa Hartman back in the day was quite the star.
He also knows Don Henley. So,
all right, we'll come back in a minute and talk to Brandon Clark, Derby's football coach. You're listening to The Drive on KFH. Wave coming, I'll come running with you, making that 10 in the broad daylight, and every night is a Saturday night, and everything's right with the summer coming, I'm the first one standing in line, for my day in the sun, I've been working till the sun don't shine.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.